Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. Good morning. And some actual audio as the rocket ship took off yesterday, blasting into space with Amazon founder Jeff Bezos on board. Mm-hmm. And Wally Funk, who, by the way, is one of my new favorite people.
Yeah, she's great.
I mean, if you're born with the name Wally Funk, you're going to be a cool lady.
Mm-hmm.
What is she, 82?
Something like that.
And was denied getting to go into space earlier because she's a woman. And
I didn't realize that.
Finally got to go into space with Jeff Bezos. And this was the reaction around the world.
Oh, my God. It looks like a huge...
pecker!
Oh, where?
Wait. That's not a woodpecker. It looks like someone's...
Private! We have reports of an unidentified flying object. It is a long, smooth shaft complete with two balls.
What is that? That looks just like an enormous...
Wang! Pay attention.
Yeah, if you don't know about the Jeff Bezos rocket that blasted off yesterday and you're going, why is Austin Powers and Dr. Evil trending today?
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely looked like a rocket penis.
Yeah, I've seen that before. And wow. And even when it was taking off and you had said it was the camera doing it, it was bouncing.
Well, because it's so far away, the camera's...
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But it didn't make it any better.
No.
No.
No, it looked kind of like an even more phallic shake weight.
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really, I mean, here's the thing. Jeff Bezos, and nothing against bald people, but Jeff Bezos is a bald guy.
Yeah.
Okay? And he's got this rocket ship that looks like a penis.
Yeah.
It was exactly the scene from Austin Powers, when Dr. Evil blasts off in his rocket, and then all around, they're like, what is that? It looks like a giant flying wang. Pay attention to your schoolwork.
Like, yeah, so, it did.
Yeah, a little Austin Powers boost.
Yep.
But yeah, it was crazy. It was weird. Like, we had it on in the studio, and I don't know about you, but I was like transfixed.
I was, and maybe I'm going to sound a little stupid here, and that's fine. I didn't realize they just go up and down. I thought they were going to go up, land somewhere, check out the moon, check out Jupiter, and then come back in a few days.
I wouldn't say that out loud again.
Okay. Okay.
We've definitely...
I didn't know that they just went...
You're joking about the Jupiter thing.
No, yes, but I thought that they were going to go up and, like, hang out a bit.
Right.
I didn't think it was going to be up.
Well,
and down.
Right. Everything happens in incremental steps, right?
Okay.
Like NASA did the flying out to space and then coming back 50 years ago. I mean, which is crazy to think about. More than 50 years ago.
Okay.
I want to say it was Alan Shepard. They were talking about him yesterday. I think I may have that wrong, but I think he was the first guy to go into space.
Okay.
The first human. You know, and they sent up stuff without people before, and that's what they've done with these private companies. But this is the first private company to actually go do it. Now, well, SpaceX sent a guy to the International Space Station, I think. So they were really the first private entity. But these are big because they don't want to spearhead like space travel to help out the space station. They want to make it something that is accessible for people.
Wow.
And if you can afford a $250,000 ticket. I mean, I think that's
just
what
for up and down.
Are. Yeah. I know, it's crazy. It's
taken back by that. I was like, "Oh, that's it? They're back?"
Well, because this is the first of that.
Okay.
And the next one would be they go up and stay up longer.
Okay.
Or they go up and maybe they dock with the space station. I mean, I don't know what the next step is,
gotcha.
But yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, we haven't sent people to the moon in a very long time.
Right. I don't know. I don't know anything about the space stuff. You're very spacey.
Well, I'm fascinated by it. It's like the next front, you know, and now people are talking about how, look, we need to treat Earth better.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we do treat Earth better, we need to kind of explore. It's like the next frontier. I mean, and it's we're explorers. I mean, like, that's how we ended up, you know, I was going to say how we ended up in America, but I'm sure there are plenty of Native Americans who hear that and go, we found it already.
Yeah, right.
We found it without your help.
Yeah.
But that's what we do. It's our nature as humans to explore and try to find new things. And, you know, and sure, there are definitely problems on the planet. You heard all this discussion yesterday. Why don't we focus on the problems on the planet? You know, why do we have to go leave the planet?
Yeah.
Well, it's just part of exploration. You know, we have to do both.
Sure.
But yeah, it was, I don't know. It's just cool. It's like, And I think it was the first completely, like, they were all civilians.
Yep.
On the Bezos, what is the name of his company?
It's Blue Origin.
Blue Origin, yeah. Yeah. So they were the first civilians, which was another, you know, milestone.
And scary. I mean, it's scary for me to watch. I was watching and being like, what's going to happen? Is that flame supposed to be happening?
Well, right.
Is it supposed to be? I didn't realize they were in the tip.
Right.
I didn't realize.
But just the tip.
Right. I didn't realize they were in just the tip.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, it was fascinating how it happened and how they were all safe and there wasn't anyone.
And completely unmanned. Like, that was all automatically done.
They have.
You got to trust your
guts.
Computers. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, because think about it. I mean, we're doing the show in the middle of the show and the computer will crash.
Right.
You know, imagine if we were doing, if like.
I lose internet all the time. I just don't understand. But hey, they trust it and good for them. And he's a very important guy to go up there and risk losing. Right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, he's not the president.
Well, he's not the president, but you know, he's like a big name. He's probably,
I think our packages would still arrive tomorrow if Jeff Bezos got blown up in space.
Thank God. I need my sheet pans.
Right. Sheet pans.
Yeah.
Is that the newest order?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good thing Jeff Bezos made it back to Earth so I can get my sheet pans.
Well.
Oh, yeah, we got all the space songs ready to go. So everything went well, and Dr. Evil made it back to Earth safely.
Why make trillions when we could make billions?